Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, near Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much, much, much better place. During the last hour, we had a lot of fun with Deborah Stelfox. She's a divine matchmaker. Both her and I will be in Olympia tomorrow, just south of Seattle, and we're having my love psychic fair. I have love potions to teach people on how to draw in and find your sweetheart that really do work. And Deborah will also be doing her numerology for people down there. The address is at 9101 Stillicum Road, just off of exit 114 off of I-5. If you get lost or need directions, feel free to send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me on my cell at 509-750-9793. And this hour, we'll be focusing in on speakers and presenters at my fabulous Galactic Wisdom Conference. It's my fifth annual conference, which will be held in Olympia, Washington at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, Washington. For more information, you can see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. The cost for the conference, the entire conference, is just $125. And there will also be Hado sessions. The conference, the main conference, is from April 12th to the 14th. And we'll have some famous Japanese healers coming on April 15th and 16th, giving Hado sessions. And the cost for those sessions is $250. And they are filling up. So if you'd like a Hado session, please send me an email, and I'll be happy to register you. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Before Dr. Emoto, Masaru Emoto, passed away in October of 2014, he successfully used these Hado vibrational treatment machines to treat about 10,000 people of all kinds of things. And they have amazing benefits, but we'll go into that in just a minute. To start it off, what I'd like to do is to play the Ode to Joy, which is from Beethoven. It's a tribute to Dr. Masaru Emoto. It was one of his favorite musical pieces. And then we'll bring on Michiko Hayashi from Japan. Thank you, Eric, so much for playing that. I'd like to bring on Michiko Hayashi now of the Emoto Peace Project from Tokyo, Japan. Michiko, how are you doing today?
Hi, Ted. Hi, everyone. I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me again here. It's so good to be here with everyone.
Oh, good. In 25 words or less, please tell us about your Emoto Peace Project. Just kidding about the 25 words. But
all right. Well, Emoto Peace Project was started in 2005 when Dr. Emoto announced that he would make a children's book of message from water so that all children on earth will be able to learn the truth of water, because we are made up with water, and we are water, and water is life, and the earth is the surface of water, is also the surface of earth is also 70% water. So if we learn, every children learn about water and how water is deeply connected with our consciousness, and how beautiful loving gratitude will change the water molecule into a beautiful sparkling brilliant molecule, then the whole world will be a harmonious and peaceful place. So he said, he announced at the United Nations in 2005 that he will be distributing 650 million children's books to all children for free of charge. So that's what it is, but briefly. But I do give lectures about message from water to all people on earth so that we all learn about water and how we can change this our own life into the better life, positive and beautiful and loving life. And also that because it's energy, our thought, our consciousness, and ourselves are energy. So when I change, the whole surroundings will change, including family and nature and animals, everything. So one person changes, the other person changes, the whole world changes. So that's what I did.
Wonderful, wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the Hado sessions and how they work and when you're available to give them.
Okay, thank you. Hado sessions, Dr. Emoto used to use this Hado machine. Hado means vibration. The vibrational machine called MRA, that was many, many years ago, more than 20 years ago. And at that time, he was detecting or measuring the patient, or I should say client's whole energy from the client's body or mm-hmm. self. And what he did was he could tell the root cause of the problems that people had at that time. And he transmitted the information to cancel out the negative information of the people who people had, and made the customized personal water to cancel the negative information, and had the patient drink it. It so that people, in that way, patients or clients started to get well, and he healed clients, more than 10,000 people. And we are now even we have the evolved version of the Hado machines, the vibrational machines, and I use two of those to help people also. And what we can do is, using these machines nowadays, we can prevent people's diseases or illness or problems that they may have in the near future by correcting the vibration of the people, or mostly emotions, because emotions are the root cause of the problems that we have and we will have in the future, or that the negative emotions are the ones that are in the subconscious mind. And when we can change it to a positive subconscious mind or emotions, then we have the bright future. We won't have any problems. And we are born to change this negative information into the positive information here. And so I use the vibrational machines and detect the people's negative information or emotions that come from there, that are in the subconscious mind of each person, and make their personalized water so that they can change that information into the better or positive information. That's what I do.
I'd like to give a concrete example of how mm-hmm. effective these Hado treatments are, because I know when you and Seiichiro Yoshinouchi, I hope that pronounced that correctly.
Seiichiro Yoshinouchi. Uh-huh.
That's right. I took words right out of my mouth.
did well.
Well, thank you. It only took me like 12 months to get his name right. But anyway,
Maybe almost 4 years.
4 years, yeah, to pronounce his name correctly. But anyway, I'm doing better now.
Yeah, you're doing well.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, he's a Hado expert from Tokyo. And you're an expert too. And you in CH...
Well, he's a master.
And he created this water for a lady. I remember her. She was at my conference last year in Olympia. This is a true story. A nice lady, she was in her late 60s, and she had lost total contact with her daughter. Relations with her daughter were very they're abrasive, and they weren't harmonious at all. They were always fighting, and she hadn't talked to her in about 25 or 30 years. And she was getting on in life, and she said, you know, I really miss my daughter, and so I referred her to you and Seiichiro, and Seiichiro and you created this water where she drank it. And then within 2 days, her daughter called her for the first time in 25 or 30 years, and they've had a great relationship ever since. That was dramatic evidence of the kind of powerful effect, positive effect, that these treatments can have. And as I'm talking about this now, this entire studio is lit up in this beautiful angelic light. We have sunshine coming through now. It's been cloudy days. Yeah, it's been cloudy for days here in Seattle. So,
really nice. Yeah, but you really needed that.
yeah. But do you remember that story? I mean, I do remember that.
Yeah. That was from last year.
That was from last year.
And you know, that's what this Haddo, I shouldn't say medicine, but preventive medicine can do.
Or it's vibrational. Session therapy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
That can heal people because when we find out because we can approach the root cause of the problem that they're having. Once we get to that point, then that flips, and then they won't have any problem anymore.
Right.
Like in case of like allergy, asthma, all these people that Yoshi have treated, I mean, within one day, some of the people just get well without taking any medicine or anything. That's really something that it's amazing that water can do. I mean, with just by changing the vibration.
Well, I have to make a disclaimer. It doesn't work in every case, but Dr. Emoto found that it really helped so many people, and many people were very, very happy with the results. So, and it's used also as a diagnostic or a therapeutic device. And sometimes you need to keep drinking the water over a period of time, maybe several months.
If someone has the really serious diseases or something really deep inside of their subconscious mind, then it's not easy. We have to keep adjusting the water, changing because the condition keeps changing. So we keep measuring their energy level and how the condition is, and according to the current condition, we keep changing the water.
Sure.
And that's how. And I know about myself. When I make my own water, even though I don't see my own problem, because a lot of times we don't really see my own problems. We don't know what's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do the measuring using this Haddo machine, that tells me what kind of emotions are in my subconscious mind. And when I make my own water and drink it, I know I know the difference before and after, because I feel more calm.
Sure.
I feel more like I don't have to worry. It's just, it gives me the different feelings. And I know that's helping me.
I have to tell you, Mary Beckman, a wonderful psychic from Tacoma, will also be at my fifth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wonderful lady, and she'll be coming on toward the end of this hour, too. But I want you to stay on, if you don't mind, Mitchie, because she wanted to tell you that the Haddo treatment that she had with you and Shichiro last year really helped her. I forget. Really helped her.
I remember I gave one to her when I was last there.
In
Olympia.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll be giving these sessions again, I believe, on three different dates, March 16th, April 15th, mm-hmm. and April 16th. And those 15th and 16th dates will be Shichiro Yoshinuchi from Tokyo.
I hope he can come.
Yeah, I hope he can come.
It's not definite yet, but I hope he can come.
It depends
on how many people you have. You know?
Absolutely. Well, if you want a Haddo session, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. What's the cost again, just to double-check the cost?
With Seiichiro, he's a master, and it's not $250, it's $300.
Oh, $300, okay.
Yeah.
And then the ones with you, what are the costs then?
$250.
Okay. Well, I didn't know these. Well, my apologies.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right. Well, if anyone out there who would like a Haddo treatment, this is a rare opportunity to get a treatment with some of the masters on this planet. And it's amazing, really. One thing, I know that Dr. Emoto really loved Ode to Joy, and I wanted to give everyone this quote from Ludwig von Beethoven. He said, "Music is the mediator between the spiritual and the sensual life." And it was amazing, really. I found this CD with Beethoven's music, and I used that to play today. Tell me some other amazing healing story or other stories using the vibrational treatments.
the vibration. Well, mm-hmm. The movie director, movie producer, mm-hmm. Tetsu Shiratori, who mm-hmm. is a really good friend of mine and also Dr. Moto's student, uh-huh. Tetsu was on your show here too a couple right. of times before.
Right, yeah.
He had the brain tumor about 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And that was really severe. Mm-hmm. He could not even get up. He had the severe pain. His mm-hmm. Muscles were really hurting, and he could not stand get up at all. His voice was gone at that time.
Yeah.
And he went to the doctor, and he discovered that he had the severe brain tumor in the center of his brain. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there was no medical doctor who could give him the surgery right away.
Right.
So he had to heal himself, because otherwise he would die. So he remembered that Dr. Moto was giving the Haro therapy, and he was the student. And at that time, Dr. Moto was not giving up the Haro session anymore so often. So he went to Yoshi's session, mm-hmm. and Yoshi treated him. Mm-hmm. And at that time, because Tetsu's brain tumor, the symptom was really, really severe. It was really serious. So Yoshi gave him the session once every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. for the first, I think it was 3 months. Mm-hmm. He started, the tumor started to be gone in 3 months, well, shrinking.
And eventually the tumor went completely away.
Completely away.
And
he's now, even now, alive, doing really
well. Oh, he's
doing
fantastic work. And all of his friends around him, too, started praying for him to get better. Mm-hmm. And that
yes.
power of prayer, and that led Tetsu to create a film called The Power of Prayer, which is a famous movie in Japan, on the power of prayer. So for those of you out there, I'm sure the doctors, when they tell you if you've got a serious health condition, they may tell you that you may not live. You have to be very careful.
That,
yeah.
Exactly.
Gotta
with
be
that,
very careful.
I have something I really would like to tell everyone. I know that all the medical doctors' words really are powerful.
Right.
The words are very powerful because they have their energy.
Mm-hmm.
When we hear the words from medical doctors, they really come into our heart really
right.
deeply.
Right.
But we have the choice. No one can control our life.
That's
we
true.
We have the choice, even though we may have some diseases right at this moment. If we choose, it's a choice. If we choose to get well, mm-hmm. that's how we can get well. We have to choose, and we can choose, and
that's
we
right.
can do it because we have that powerful energy to do that.
That's right. That's right.
And that's how our intention, our consciousness, is how strong it is.
Well,
we can do that.
The my focus of my conferences, my Galactic Wisdom Conference, is on several things, is on wisdom. And part of it is healing, and I love having, it's always wonderful to have you, Shiichiro, I hope you can come, and the other healers as well at my conferences. Michi, if you could stay on, please, because I'm going to have some other healers on. You may want to add. I want to kind of have a joint discussion about healing.
Thank you.
And then I'd like to and for those of you interested in a Haro session on March 16th, April 15th, or April 16th, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'll put you on the list for a session. With this, I'd like to play, if we could play the Japanese water song for a minute or two, and then Michiko, please stay on, then we're going to bring on another healer here.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Thank you so much,
everyone.
Hikaru hoshi
Isn't that a beautiful song, friends? I always love listening to that. There's actually an English version of it, too, but I actually prefer the Japanese version because the words seem so more beautiful. Anyway, I'd like to bring on my good friend Aurelien Rado. He's a what's called a QHTT practitioner. He uses hypnosis and to do psychic readings. And I experienced a reading by Aurelien here recently. Aurelien, how are you doing there, my friend?
Hi, thank you. Pretty good. I just want to correct you. This is QHHT, which stands for Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique.
So okay.
Just get that story straight.
Okay. Well, okay, good. I'm glad you clarified that. Now, this is based on the techniques of Dolores Cannon, of course, who was a famous American psychic. She passed away, I believe, in September of 2014, a month before Dr. Modell passed in October of 2014.
Actually, I think they passed on the same day.
Really?
They actually had the plan to go home the same time. So it was
really?
I don't want to say a joint.
Okay, interesting. I didn't know that.
Time.
Okay, all right, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, wonderful. And I wanted to say that could you describe how your sessions work briefly? And you'll be at my conference. You'll be at my Love Psychic Fair tomorrow, I think.
Yes, I will.
Okay, wonderful. In Olympia, and then you'll also be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia on April 12th, 13th, and 14th. But go ahead, Aurelien, tell us a little bit about your wonderful
Thank you.
Work.
Yes, this is just like you very well said, you know, this is a technique invented by Dolores Cannon. And, you know, I refer to her in the present tense because she comes through the session. Probably, you know, I think we have a chance to talk to her now more than when she was here.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
she was a very busy bee. So, you know, she said, as long as you keep the technique as we taught you, then I will help you. And, you know, we are omnipresent. So she helps all the practitioners, you know, at the same time, you know, worldwide who are practicing. So this is a beautiful technique of hypnosis. And if I may, I like to call it spiritual hypnosis because this has nothing to do with entertaining hypnosis or stage hypnosis. This is something that's very serious. And that's why I kind of question the people that come say, you know, why do you need this, you know, because it's a very serious tool. And what does it do, really? It helps you in a limited way because who do you connect to? You connect to your gut self, and that's where all the answers, all the healings, all the everything that you wanted to know are, you know, because they're within you, not outside of you. The beauty about this is that it's coming straight from you, so it's not, you know, from coming through somebody else's conscious filter, you know, so they're coming directly from you. So what do we know? Everything is within you, within your heart. That's where all the stuff is, all the healings and all the answers that you always wanted to know.
Right.
So during a session, you get exactly what's needed for you, whatever's relevant then and there, you know. And I know it's a regression technique, but it's more of an acronym because why? What's happening now? And, you know, as you well know, and your listeners are very well aware of the shift that we're going through right now.
Right.
Sometimes, and this is what kind of, if I can call this a latest trend, you know, you don't have to go in the past or you don't have to go in the future or in a parallel life or even in this one.
Right.
Your soul, your higher self, your oversoul, whatever you want to call it, just wants to tell you, hey, we have messages for you. We want you to know this and this and this, and you need to know this. So they want to, this creates an opportunity for you to get what you need right now. So they're pushing to me or to many other practitioners who are doing this, you know, to get what you need now. And they told me that what's happening during a session now, you get shifted. They shift your frequency when you do this. So I think it's very relevant. And, you know, I really look at this as a temporary thing, just like many other things, because soon enough, we're, you know, that's what we're wishing for, this is temporary. People are going to awaken all by their own, you know, on their own. So we're just doing temporary work, so to speak, before and after the event, you know, if we call it like this, to tell people what's going on and then to guide them, you know.
Wonderful. Well, I have to tell you that when I had I had a session by you recently, and it was just amazing, all the stuff that came out. And I also had another session with Dolores Cannon in 1996, and she took me all the way back to ancient Greece, where I was a poet and a philosopher, then to Rome, where I was in the Roman Senate, and then she brought me up to a lifetime in Indiana in 1861, where I went off to the Civil War and got killed. Not much fun. And then, let's see, where else did I go? Oh, yeah, right. The most amazing thing is that she brought me 100 years into the future, into the year 2096, where I was an engineer on a Pleiadian craft. And that was a whole nother story. That was interesting.
Just like Dolores said, if I may, you know, we're like an investigator, you know, like a research person, you know, through time. Because one other beautiful thing is that you get to find out information that not in any history book, you know, what really happened, you know, and it's just a joy. And just like we tell, you know, clients, you know, do you know how much time has passed, you know, you know, during a session, some all 20, 30 minutes, but literally when you have a session, you go outside of time.
For hours, many hours. Well,
it's just amazing. Yeah.
You'll be at my Love Psychic Fair tomorrow. That's at 9101 Stillicum Road from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Anna Rillian, I'm going to bring in other healers now. Carolyn White's going to be next, and then I'm going to bring Mary Beckman. But Michiko is still on the line from Tokyo. Michi, would you like to ask any questions of Rillian?
Well, I'm just looking forward to meeting him.
Okay.
Hi, great.
Sure.
Okay, great.
Well,
okay.
I didn't know. I'm surprised that Dolores Cannon passed away on the same date Dr. Moto did.
Yes.
That was that the 17th of October, 2014?
Correct, yes.
Wow. Really? Interesting. It's interesting because a lot of times when a friend of mine who is connected to Dr. Moto, Dolores comes in and they're busy having conversations.
Oh, interesting.
So it's really interesting.
They're linked up on the other side. And as you're talking,
I think so.
As both of you were talking, this studio lit up in another beautiful white light again. There are all these angels are here. Dolores is here. Dr. Moto is here. So, let me ask Eric. Eric, do we have room for one more to bring in? Okay, go ahead. Let's bring in Carolyn White now. Carolyn, are you there?
I'm here. Good afternoon. Good afternoon or good morning or whatever time it is in Japan, Michiko.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi. It's so good to talk to you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
I love the Galactic Wisdom Conference because it's getting like every year is like an old home week that we all get together and share our energy and all of the good vibrations, the good thoughts, the healing, the uplifting. I just think it's just awesome that Ted has been able to put on this conference and attract the level of people that have been coming to it for this is the fifth time.
Yeah. Congratulations. I really enjoy that whole 3 days where all the good people with high vibration come in and all get together, exchange the information, updated information, and we just create that beautiful energy every year. And then they go back and bring that energy back to where they are. It's just so wonderful.
Well, Carolyn, you'll be at my Carolyn, let me introduce you to Aurelian. Aurelian, this is Carolyn. Carolyn, this is Aurelian.
Hi, pleased to meet you.
Oh, before I forget, Aurelian, could you give out your website or contact information so people could contact you
if they
like?
Yeah. My website is quantumhealingseattle.com.
Quantum what? I'm sorry?
Quantumhealingseattle.com.
Okay, quantumhealingseattle.com. Wonderful. And Carolyn, you'll be at my Love Psychic Fair tomorrow, too. And if you're looking for a sweetheart, Carolyn, we can help you find one if you like.
Well, I happen to have one that this year it's our 40th wedding anniversary.
Oh, great!
And I think I'm covered in that
okay,
area.
Okay, just making sure. I wanted to offer it to you if you I have love potions I'll be giving out if you'd like to give a potion on something or someone. It does work. But you do some interesting things because you take pictures of people's auras. Tell my listeners a little bit about that. And that's a pretty amazing thing, what you do. You take pictures. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we take pictures. What we do is actually read your human energy system. We read what's going on with the meridians and the seven major chakras. And that tells us a lot about, because again, everything is vibration, and the vibrations that you are, again, processing from universal life force energy tell us a lot about how what's going on with your life. All of the chakras have a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual component. We really look at the person not just in a three-dimensional way, but in a multi-dimensional. And sometimes what happens is that any dis-ease, anything that manifests in the third dimension to your physical body will start. And we can see that happening in the spiritual, the emotional, and the mental bodies. Mm-hmm. And so that's a good indicator of just what's happening in your life right now. And also what Jerry and I, that's my husband of just about 40 years, mm-hmm. that we look at is that how you can take and transform that energy, what you can do to raise your vibration and attain homeostasis, attain happiness. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very good a picture of what's happening sort of mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically in your life. And we can see that through color. We can see that through the different shapes the chakras are forming. So it's really, and also for a lot of people, it's a confirmation. If they've been doing a lot of vibrational work, a lot of spiritual work, it's a confirmation for them that, yes, they are progressing. They are healing themselves. They are going in the direction that they choose to be going in. So it's just a really wonderful tool. We've been doing this, almost 14 years now.
Well, what's amazing to me is that you all, Aurelian, Michi, and Carolyn, and we'll be bringing on Mary Beckman here in a few minutes, you all try to help people and heal people, and you do it from different perspectives, different ways. Aurelian uses Dolores' Cannon's techniques. He's a wonderful healer. Michi uses these what's called Hado machines from Dr. Emoto. You have your own devices. Mary Beckman, who will be coming on in a few minutes, she's a psychic, and she can connect with masters too. And I also connect with masters to help people. But we all have our ways of looking at the world, and we all try to help people in our own way. And that's the beautiful thing of when we have these conferences like the Love Fair tomorrow and also the Galactic Wisdom Conference in April, because there's a synergy involved. It's more than, like, I know there's a lot of these conferences on the web and you can sign up, but it's not the same thing of meeting people and having face-to-face interaction and changing the energy and ideas of people, because you can only get so much from a computer screen, I think. So, anyway.
Oh, and that's quite true. I think it's that synergy of energy, and we all have, I think, the same message is that we want to give people the tools so that they can heal themselves, heal this planet, and rise to a higher vibration. Mm-hmm. But like with anything, we all come at it from a different direction, and not one size fits all.
Right.
There are certain things that resonate more with one person than another. And I think the underlying thing is that we are all here to be of service to others, to help other people, to provide the tools, to provide the guidance. It's like we could give a roadmap, but it's up to the person to start on that journey.
Right, right. Well, the planet shifts from the third dimension into the fourth and then fifth dimension, I think we're also shifting from service to self in the past to service to others. And this is what this conference is about, service to others and making this planet a much better and happier place. Carolyn, could you give us your website, please, if people wanted to find out more information about you?
Yes, I have two. One is chakracoach.me, and the other one is carolynwhitephd.com.
Okay.
And both of those have our schedule and information on what an Orin Chakra session is like. Plus, I have all of my books. I've written about 10 books now on the various subjects.
That's all?
Think it, say it, be it, use your words to change your life is one of them you were talking about,
She
was talking about the power of words and how our thoughts really manifest our life. So,
sure, absolutely.
Anyway, that's chakracoach.me or carolynwhitephd.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Let me ask my good, wonderful producer, Eric. Eric, do I have room for one more, or we'll have to drop somebody? Okay, yeah. Let's bring on Mary Beckman a little early, and then we'll have a joint discussion on healing toward the end of the show here. We'll try to get Mary on here in a few minutes. Aurelian or Mitchie,
yeah.
Would you like to ask Carolyn any questions?
No, I'm pretty good, thank you.
Okay.
I'm fine. And if I can help, get off the air to make room for others, it's okay?
Oh, no, you're
no
fine.
Problem.
You're fine, my
okay.
friend. Please stay on.
Okay.
And Mitchie, would you like to ask Carolyn any questions?
Carolyn? Oh, yes. Well, always sharing the beautiful same vibrational thing. And, I think it's so interesting and so helpful that Carolyn and Jerry can show our aura colors and how our aura is forming and it's changing. And I have seen my...
Hi, I can't. This is Carolyn here. I can't hear anything going on right now.
You can't? Hello?
Okay.
No, I just... Oh, hi. Hi, I just... I
You're
all
fine
of a sudden,
now.
Everything went...
You're fine now. You're on.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I thought it was very interesting how this device that Carolyn and Jerry have can show us this how my aura is, and it's energy, and mm-hmm. and when we fix it, then we will have better energy. And I would love to go and see my own aura too, and anyone I think would be really interested to see that.
I remember.
Oh, it's fascinating. And one of the things that I've seen that well, there's one lady, I will not mention her name because she didn't give me permission, but we've done a lot of work with her aura photos, and she had been using the hot water that was made for her at the previous year's conference, the Galactic Wisdom Conference. And it was amazing to see that after she had been using the water that was made especially for her, how her energy was a lot brighter, her chakras were balanced. I mean, we were both commenting how, because she had her aura photo that she did during the conference, but before she'd had the hotter water, and then we saw her, I think it was about a month later, just an amazing, amazing difference. So that's one of the things that is also a confirmation for people to show them that, yes, our energy and a lot of things that we're doing on an energetic basis do make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely.
And I think it's really, it's a nice way to show, to prove that how water can heal us or change us for the better if we use it right way, and how important for us to know about energy. And through this machine, the aura photographs we can see of Carolyn and Jerry's, we can really see that something visual. So I think it's really the combination of this hado therapy and aura photography would be really wonderful for everyone to see.
There are all different ways of healing, and as you guys were speaking, I have some more beautiful light coming into the studio, so I know you're on the right track. We're going to switch right now to Mary Beckman, who's a wonderful psychic. She lives in Tacoma, and she'll be participating in my Giving Us presentation and coming to my 5th Annual Galactic Wisdom Conference on April 12th, 13th, and 14th in Olympia. Mary, how are you doing today?
I'm hanging in there, Ted. Good to hear you.
Oh, good to hear you, too. Last time I saw you, my friend, there was a snowdrift outside. I wasn't sure. I stopped by to see you at your house, you and your husband, and there was a snowdrift, and then I got lost in the snow, and I finally got out, but it was a mess. And is it better now? Are you warmed up now?
It is. It's a lot better. I'm glad to hear your voice. I wasn't sure what happened to you after that night.
Okay. Thank you so much. No, I'm still alive, and I made it through the snowstorm, which was good. So, Mary, we've got Aurelien Rado on, and Carolyn White, and Michiko Hayashi from Tokyo on with the Hado treatments. And tell us a little bit about what kind of work you do.
Oh, thanks. Hi, everybody. Well, you know, I work with, at the moment, I work with 6 guides. I worked with more than 25 guides until just recently. Mm-hmm. So when my vibration went up, I ascended, they ascended. And so now I have a new group comprised of Albert Einstein, Mr. Tesla, Nyon, who is an Arcturian, Inti Rame, who is a Syrian, Ra, of course, from the Galactic Federation of Light, and Apollo. So those are my 6, and I am part of that. You know, they are the 6-point star to me. So
wow.
Do the healing from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am able to adjust people's energy with them. And so, you know, they use my human energy to get into the body of people. So that's how we do it. And
wonderful.
And it's pretty fascinating. We start from point A and go to C. You don't mix it up. We have to go from the beginning to the end. And depending on what people are working on, we meet people where they're at. So whatever folks want to work on, whether it be something they're handling mentally and emotionally, something body in the human body, just pretty much anything. I've seen people condition.
Well, that's amazing. You know, one thing I like about you, Mary, and this goes, of course, for Aurelien and Michiko and Carolyn, of course, is that you all have really wonderful hearts, and you really want to help people too. And that's one thing I've really struck me about you, Mary, and everyone else on the show today.
We sure do. That's definitely our goal. And these energies that are coming in right now, that's our Galactic Brotherhood
mm-hmm.
coming on in.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us work with them, and I just find myself feeling happy to be with them at all times. And so feeling this awesome energy that's coming in is giving everybody the ability to work through their hardest problem right now. That's what's coming up. So, you know, if you're having pain or anxiety or fear, generally people are talking about, gee, that's my worst, hardest thing. Why is it coming up right now?
Right.
It's coming up so you can move through it.
There's a question I get persistently from many light workers around the world, Mary, about people's energy have been low recently. They've been hit with a lot of high energy. I know the frequencies are changing on the planet and going much higher. What do you do? Do you get more rest? Do you drink lots of water? Do you eat better and try to get a lot of nutrients? What's your best advice about for people to how to handle the shift changes?
Every last thing you said is very, very important.
Okay.
It's just like I've said it before. I thought of this the other day, and I thought, wow, it's the perfect thing. You know how hard it is to keep your house clean when you're busy?
Right.
And then when you add in keeping your car and keeping your yard tidied up, you know how hard that is. And usually
sure.
you're missing at least one or two of those things.
Right.
Well, now it's really important for the most important thing is to keep your energy as high up mm-hmm. as you can, keep
mm-hmm.
yourself clear.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing to do, remember your supplements, drink your water, have your rest, you know, be very kind to yourself. If you're having a hard day, don't add in more tasks.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people, please have a little bit of fun every day. You've got to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps your energy up. So everything you said, but also just give yourself a break, for goodness sake. This life mm-hmm. is meant to be fun. And the guides are telling us now it's not for us to learn our lessons in pain and sorrow anymore. It's for us to learn our lessons in joy. So make sure you know, I just, the last couple nights have been watching comedians in cars going to coffee, going out for coffee.
How
it's
funny.
The Jerry Seinfeld thing, yeah.
Oh, how
and
funny.
I love him. Yeah, so he has a new person on. Every little skit is a new person. So make yourself laugh every day.
Wow.
Do something dumb and just have fun.
Mary, for those of you interested in meeting Mary, the first day of the conference on Friday, April 12th is free, and Mary will be speaking, I believe, at 6 p.m. on Friday, April 12th. Carolyn White's wonderful Aura reader. She'll be speaking, I believe, Sunday at 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I can't remember. I have to look at the schedule. And then Aurelian, you'll be there as well. I'll be speaking as well on Friday, I think at 5 o'clock. And Mitchy, I think I've got you on Saturday at 9:30 or 10, and I'm not sure, 10:30 in the morning, I think. But I'd have to look at the schedule. But as far as I'd love your comments as well as adjusting to these vibrational shifts too, Mitchy and Carolyn.
Well, I agree with Mary. Is that I think of it in terms of, you know, we think about the crown chakra as being very spiritual, but also think of it about being the clown chakra.
Clown chakra.
Laughter, love, joy, and bring all of that energy in, because the lower vibrations, they, you know, do not like laughter and joy and happiness. And a good belly laugh just really stimulates the solar plexus. But remember, think in terms of opening up your clown chakra.
That's funny. That's funny. And Mitchy?
Well, thank you. I think, Mary said, helping others is a joy. Mm-hmm. When people are happy, when people start to feel happier or feeling better, then that makes us feel happy, and that's a joy. Mm-hmm. And when we are in the feeling of joy, we are healing ourselves also. Mm-hmm. And now this is the time of the shift, and it's everyone's choice. It's not like it will go naturally, but every single person has to take the choice of going higher vibration. And when we're in it's like a law of vibration. When we stay in the higher vibration, when we are using the positive words, we being kind, being in the higher vibration, and that's what we are bringing to our life and to this earth. So it's the choice of each person, and we want to be in the choice of the positive side. Mm-hmm. And everyone, I think, with everyone during this Galactic Wisdom Conference, we're collectively going to make this beautiful choice of positive energy. Mm-hmm. So that's what we are going to do. And I'm so happy that we can share this joy.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And Mary, I'd love your comments too.
Oh, good. I'll be there.
All right. Good. That's great. Is Aurelian still there, Eric? Or is
yeah, sure.
He... Okay, Aurelian, love your comments, my friend. Go ahead.
I very much agree with what has been said already, but to stress out the intention, you know, we set the tone for what we do throughout the day, especially what was mentioned about the energy waves that are hitting us now, to pay attention how we react, how we are different, and not only ourselves, but the people around us. And the more aware you are, you know, very much like, you know, the saying, you know, the more... with more power comes more responsibility. Yes, because the more knowledge you have, the more aware you become.
Right.
You have to understand that most people, or some people, don't know what's going on, don't know what's happening.
Right.
So pay attention to how you react. How are you different than what you are when the energy is coming in? Because energy triggers things that need to be taken care of.
Right.
And pay attention to how others around you behave and knowing why, and send them love. And, hey, I know what's happening, so... So you have the power to of choice. You're not anger. You're not this. You choose to experience that. And like it was said before, you know, is the thoughts and words. Now, the more aware we become, the more responsible we become of our thoughts. At the end of the day, you can draw a line and say, hey, how much have I said, you know, towards the positive or towards the negative? And you can make a balance like, oh, okay, so you are responsible. You are in charge of what's happening. This is what's happening as you become more empowered, more aware. You are empowered. You are in choice. You are aware of all this. So the ball is in your court.
Exactly.
So pass that on to everybody. I'll say, hey, okay, well, now you know what's happening, so share that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Rolling, so much for sharing that. Mary, I know you're in touch with a lot of beautiful, great spirits. Would you like to bring in maybe a few of them now for some words of wisdom? We've got about 5 minutes left.
Oh, sure. You know, I've had, I didn't know exactly what we were going to be talking about today because I kind of came.
I'm sorry, I missed you. What you said. What, Mary? We missed what you said.
Oh, I said, my guides are here, so definitely we can come in. No problem.
Okay, okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now just fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So if you feel like you are seeing gold around, my guides, two of them are very golden beings.
Okay.
Okay, so this is my guide, Inti Rameh. He is Syrian.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for this time to speak with many of you today. We come in such peace and love for all of you. Thank you for gathering us together, Ted. Thank you for bringing many together. Mm-hmm. All over the world, people are looking up and seeing the help that is available. Please watch the sky, watch the clouds, look at the sun, for the changes will be available and apparent on Earth. We love all of you so much. Draw together as one. Okay, that's a change out. So my next guide is Mr. Tesla.
Okay, great.
Speaking to the vibration today, it is high in the studio. Even though we are a few miles away from you, we can see exactly what's going on, and you all look beautiful. Thank you so much for bringing us all together today. We are looking forward to helping you in the future. Do not deny the ability to connect to us every day. We are on your side and with you. My name is Nikola Tesla. I am here for helping you at any time. Please call my name. I will be there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Could I make a request?
Sure.
Okay, I've been in touch with Mahatma Gandhi before, and I've got the urge to is he available? Do you know? You could bring him in. We could both bring him in, maybe.
Okay, I see him, and I have never channeled him ever. Holy One, I see you, and I thank you so much for being here. It is my pleasure to be here with you today. Yes, it is true, we have not been in contact. But I have been with you. We are from love, and you are too, my friends, all of you. We are encouraging you to put your energy out higher and further every day. Know that now you can. Stand in the energy of love, for all of us are here on this side, just waiting for your call.
That's beautiful words. We've got about a minute and a half left. And Aurelian, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. And
thank you.
Mitchie, thank you so much for sharing all your beautiful wisdom today with the Emoto Project.
Thank you so much.
And the Hado sessions and everything. And they'll be available again on March 16th and again on April 15th and April 16th as part of the Galactic Wisdom Conference. And Carolyn.
Can I give my website?
Sorry? Yes, please go right ahead. Please.
Yeah,
yes.
It's www.emotopeaceproject.net.
Great.
Thank you.
Great, great. And your book project for children, that's supported entirely by donations. And if you'd like to donate to their beautiful book project, the books are beautiful little books based upon the research of Dr. Emoto that shows that if you send love and gratitude to a glass of water, all these beautiful water crystals form. And if kids learn love and gratitude, they too can create a beautiful and happy world. And then, of course, Carolyn White, you're a wonderful lady, and I'm so happy you could come on today and talk about your aura readings.
Oh, thank you so much, Ted, for having me, and love to everyone that's listening here. Love is one of the highest vibrations, love and joy. So love and joy to everyone out there that's listening.
We're having a Love Psychic Fair tomorrow at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia. And if you'd like to come down, please come down. It's a free event from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening and supporting Out of This World Radio today together. If we all work together, I know we can create a much better and happier place. With that, have a beautiful weekend, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.